It's already begun. On February 6, 2007, Statin started collecting data for its Household Expenditure Survey, or HES for short. The survey is supposed to give an idea of how money is spent throughout the economy in private households. Statin will be collecting information until February 2018 on the goods and services bought by consumers, so don't be alarmed if you or your neighbors are contacted by interviewers. Project manager for the HES, Shelly-Ann Chambers, says there'll be an initial visit to the households to introduce the interviewers and explain the survey. For Statin, the goods and services they'll need information on include food, education, health, transportation, recreation, and communication.
So that would be all food types, your bread, your fish, your meat, your vegetables and starchy foods, for example, your yam and your potatoes, snack items, sugar, and non-alcoholic beverages such as tea, soft drink, vegetable juices, and the like. Alcoholic beverages, your spirits, your beers, the like. We collect information on meals consumed away from home at restaurants, whether dining or fast food restaurants. Goods used for household maintenance, paint, you know, those items.
A diary will be left with a randomly selected member of the household to record individual expenses and other relevant information. During the process, a questionnaire will also be administered to members of the household. Each month, about 1,200 households will be visited by Statin interviewers, which should amount to 15,000 households by the time the survey ends. Jamaicans are being urged to participate in the exercise and to help the process by saving receipts and recording expenses in the diary provided.
Not everyone will be aware of each other's expenses. For example, the father might not know how much the child spends on phone card or data plan. So as such, a diary is left with the household for them to record their expenses over a 2-week span. So they'll write daily what they've spent.
Data collected will be used to compute the Consumer Price Index, CPI, which is the most commonly used indicator of inflation or rising prices in Jamaica. The inflation rates reflected in the CPI are also important in wage negotiations in the country and influence calculation of utility and toll rates, as well as settlement of claims in legal matters. The CPI essentially provides information to householders on the general movement of prices, which impacts all Jamaicans. Chairman of Statin, Professor Alvin Wint, outlined the value of accurately revising expenditure data to have current inflation levels available to the government.
Our message to Jamaica today is that you can play a part in helping us to solve and deal with one of the important influences of growth in the country by participating in the Household Expenditure Survey, letting the interviewers know exactly what it is that you're consuming and what that consumption is as a proportion of your expenditure.
The survey also serves to collect information on changes in consumer tastes and preferences, income levels, and in reviewing pensions, calculating electricity rates, computing wages and salaries, as well as other decision-making processes. Director General of Statin, Carol Coy, says the HES provides data that will also enable the implementation of monetary policy, as well as facilitate studies on poverty and income distribution.
As I said, it's important in the weighting pattern using the compilation of the CPI, and this has to adequately reflect the spending habits of the Jamaican population. It's critical that the goods we collect reflect the spending patterns of Jamaicans. The inflation rate is also critical to the development of government policy and the implementation of monetary policy. If we provide what is reflective of the Jamaican population in terms of inflation, then what happens is that government is getting more current information and which they can make policy decisions.
The survey, being conducted for the first time since 2005, will be funded at a cost of $200 million, and the survey is conducted every 5 to 10 years. For further information on the HES or other surveys in the field, call 630-1600 or visit Statin's website at statinja.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.